Dick Barton, Special Agent. By special arrangement with the BBC, we present Chapter 358 of our exciting adventure serial, Dick Barton, Special Agent. But first, a word from your sponsor. Alan Kendall's sister and baby son have been kidnapped, and all arrangements have been made for the payment of £10,000 ransom money. Stella Humphreys has promised Barton that she will help him round up the members of the gang. But later, she tells Betty that she is actually working against Barton. Stella is preparing a trap. She plans to kill Dick, Snowy, and Betty Kendall. On the Friday morning, we find two of the kidnappers in a room of the old country house in which they are hiding.
It's 10 o'clock now, Arthur. In 5 hours' time, you'll be picking up the money left by Mr. Alan Kendall. If all goes well.
Nothing will go wrong, Peter. We've planned everything too carefully for that. You're not feeling nervous, are you?
Indeed I am. It's all this waiting. We've had more than a week of it. We only have Stella's word that Barton's taken the bait. I believe he has a fine reputation for getting the better of rascals like yourself and me.
He can't win all the time. And he only has to be killed once.
Sure, and you're right. Take no notice of me. It's only the waiting that worries me. When it comes time for shooting, I'll do my share of it and more. Where's Stella gone?
Out for a walk.
Is that the truth?
Why should I lie about it?
Now stop teasing me, for if you don't, I'll stir up some of the excitement I need for the good of me nerves. You know I was asking if Stella was speaking the truth. Has she gone for a walk in the country air? Or would she be up to something behind our backs?
Don't be a fool. You can trust Stella.
But that poor man Barton thinks he can trust her, does he not?
Listen to that. The baby's not whinging, you are. And this time you're doing it in chorus.
I wonder what's wrong with him at all. The poor little chap. He doesn't know that he's fallen among such bad company. I'll see if I can do anything for him.
I think that girl makes him cry just to irritate us.
Oh, she wouldn't do that to him. She's kindness itself. Well, what do you think of that? He stopped the minute he saw me.
Oh, yes. He thinks you're charming. So do I.
You may not like me because I injured the child's father. But the poor little innocent knows nothing about that. Let me nurse him for a while now.
You leave him alone.
All right, all right. It's your last hours with him, so I'll let you make the most of them.
Peter, are you sure you can trust your friend Stella?
Now that's none of your business. I'll trust who I want to, and not consult you about it.
She's betrayed Dick Barton. She may treat you in the same way.
I don't want you putting thoughts like that in my head. And anyway, they were there already.
Oh, of course they were. You're smart, Peter. You know she's not to be trusted.
It had crossed me mind.
Do you think she'll want to share that money with you? Or do you think she might prefer to keep it all for herself? She plans to have 3 people killed. 2 more wouldn't matter. It would be so easy for Stella to kill both of you, especially if you weren't on your guard.
Sure now, I've thought about that. And an ugly thought it is, too. She's a very pretty girl, but her heart is not as kindly as it might be. I don't hold with thieves fighting among themselves, but if I thought that she...
What goes on, Peter? Interesting conversation?
Yes, indeed. The lady supports an idea I had myself. She thinks we may not be able to trust the clever young Colleen. She has an idea Stella might kill both of us, just for the sake of the money.
Why did you have to tell him?
Because he knows that I have more intelligence than he. Peter, this girl's one idea is to win you over. Just the same, it's worth a bit of thought. If there's a doubt, when the time comes, I'd sooner we killed Stella and split 5,000 each.
Now, that's a brilliant idea. I'll admit you have a great intelligence. Sure, now. We'll keep a close watch on Stella, and if it seems the sensible thing, we'll end her deceitful career. Thanks for your help, Miss Kendall. I'm only sorry it won't be to your own personal advantage.
Well, Snowy, 10 o'clock. It's time to move off. Everything ready?
Yes, Captain. I've packed the food in the car. I took a lot of trouble with our lunch. Seeing that when we turn out to be condemned men, I thought we ought to have a really tip-top lunch.
Oh, that's fine, Snowy, but we'll live through it.
Are you referring to the lunch, Captain?
No, Snowy, no. I mean the afternoon's entertainment. You know the plan, don't you? We take up our position 2 miles south of the rendezvous. At about 3 o'clock, we should see a car with Stella, a man, and the baby.
And a bit later on, the car comes back. Stella throws out a map. We wait half an hour and then follow on to the hideout. Stella's waiting for us.
And then we close the case. Right, Snowy, let's push off. We want to be there hours ahead of time.
Righto, Captain. A long day, won't it? But I've packed some sandwiches for afternoon tea as well.
You've thought of everything, Snowy. You've got your gun, of course.
Blimey, what do you think of that? I forgot it. Oh, there's been so much to do.
Snowy, I'm sure I'm going to enjoy the sandwiches, but we are not going on a picnic. You get that gun. I think you'll need it before the day is out.
What's the matter with you, Peter?
Why, nothing at all, Stella. I'm in perfect health, and my nerves are like steel.
Arthur?
Yes, dear Stella.
What's wrong with you two?
Well, Peter's explained that there's nothing wrong with him, and for my part, I'm perfectly happy.
You've both been watching me all the time. You're suspicious. What about? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. We have the utmost faith in your ability. We know how carefully you plan things. We know your guile, your resourcefulness.
Have you been talking to the girl?
We did pass the time of day with her. A small mercy to a girl who's condemned to die before sunset.
Has she been trying to turn you against me? Were you two idiots impressed?
Because we're not idiots, we were impressed.
What did she say?
You might as well have this out. You're in grave danger, Stella. We think you might try to cheat us.
You mean take the money? I couldn't do that without killing you.
That's how we thought of it, too.
It makes things rather awkward, Stella. We thought it might be less confusing if we killed you.
Now, look here, Arthur. Try to be intelligent. In the first place, you two are against one. I have a gun, but the gun is in my handbag. I've been out walking, but I left my bag there on the table.
It's later on you'll be wanting the gun, not now. You need our help for the time being.
All right, Peter. You take the gun out of my bag and keep it in your pocket. I'll let the gentleman do all the shooting. It's a man's job, anyway.
That's a good enough arrangement.
Of course, you'll be in a position to shoot me whenever you feel like it. But you wouldn't do that, would you, Peter?
Indeed, I wouldn't. So long as I can trust you, I wouldn't do you any harm at all. And I know I can trust you when I have your gun.
What about you, Arthur? Satisfied?
Oh, yes, yes, quite satisfied.
Then it's three of us against Mr. Barton. And just about now, he'll be taking up his position.
It's the right spot, Snowy. The road takes a bend, half a mile to the south. Yes, that's right.
She thought everything out, Captain. The spot for the car well off the road. Clump of bushes close to the road. We can stay right here and not be seen.
It's fairly comfortable. But we've a long wait ahead of us.
I hope we won't be troubled by ants, Captain. What time do you like your lunch?
Oh, about 1 o'clock, I suppose. Yes, some of your home cooking will break the monotony.
Oh, Captain, I think I forgot to put salt on the sandwiches. But it won't matter for once, will it?
Oh, no, Snowy. The salt probably won't make much difference.
Stella's a clever girl, all right. Just as well she's on our side, Captain.
Yes, Snowy. It's very fortunate.
We'll take the baby now, thank you, Betty. Ah, he's asleep, that's good.
I hope you'll be careful of him.
I'm not fond of babies, but I'll look after him. Thank you, he'll be with his father very soon now. So long as the money's there, we'll leave the baby for Mr. Kendall.
Are you all going in the car?
Of course not. I'm leaving Peter here to look after you.
You will take care of her, won't you, Peter?
Indeed, I will. You needn't worry. It's a job that doesn't trouble me at all. If it was the baby now, that'd be different.
Peter, you're not...
Yes, Betty, you'll be the first. We can't have you screaming out a warning when Barton comes. You ready, Arthur?
Waiting for you, Stella. Goodbye, Miss Kendall.
Don't leave it too long, Peter.
No, I'll get it over with.
Peter!
I'll be back to see you in a few minutes, miss.
Would you like another piece of that rabbit pie, Captain? A little something for your afternoon tea?
Snowy, at lunchtime I had enough of your rabbit pie to put me off a rabbit for the rest of my life.
Oh, everyone to his taste, Captain. I like the way this pie's cooked. I could do with another slap. I'm enjoying this, Captain. Nothing I like better than a picnic.
Oh, here it comes, I think, Snowy.
Yes. Yeah, I can see it. A chap and a girl with a baby.
It's still all right.
She turned this way as they went past, Captain. And she sort of half-smiled, didn't she?
Yes, Snowy. She half-smiled at us. All right, that's that. They had the baby with them. They're going to keep their part of the bargain. If Alan left the money, they'll deposit Blimp. And now we have to wait for the car to make the return trip.
Well now, miss. Oh, don't look at me terrified. Death comes to all of us, and life is a burden.
Oh, for heaven's sake, don't stand there talking.
All nervy now, aren't you? Well, I'm not in a hurry to kill you. It'd be lonely waiting on me own with a dead body. And while there's life, there's hope. Don't you see it that way at all? Or do you want me to get it over with? Oh, I'm a terrible blackguard, I know that. I don't know how I can do such things. I must have a heart of stone. I'll tell you what, though. I'm inclined to give you a sporting chance.
You mean you'll give me a chance to run so that you'll feel you're being a sportsman?
Oh, no, it's not that. I've been thinking. Barton's a clever man. It's just possible he might get the better of us, and if he does, killing you beforehand wouldn't be any help at all.
No. No, it wouldn't, would it? In fact, it would make things worse for you.
So it would now. I'll tie you up, Mavourneen, and put a gag on your pretty lips, and if Barton comes out on top, that'll be your good luck. Now don't struggle, and I'll not hurt you.
You're coming back, Captain.
Yes, moving fast. Watch for the map. Careful. Don't show yourself.
She dropped me, Captain. It's there on the road.
Wait, Snowy, wait. Let them take a bend first. Right.
She dropped it right in front of us.
Is it the map?
Yes. A good one. There's the eye, that.
Right, Snowy. We'll follow our instructions. We'll give Stella half an hour, and then we'll keep our appointment.
Will Dick and Snowy be ambushed? Can they rescue Betty?